don't you listen to the Peter Rowan and Free Mexican Air Force thing? Because they're going to do it. Peter Rowan, the Free Mexican Air Force.
In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. If you ever feel lonesome and you're down in San Antonio, beg, steal, or borrow two nickels or a dime and call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. Have you ever feel sorrow for the love you have wronged? With no hope for in the setting of the sun, and the ocean is howling with dreams that might have been. That last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight,
swinging doors in the wind, and that ghost of country music still singing salvation and sin. All the alleyways are lit tonight. Them old wild horses run off again with all my plans and schemes. I'm riding high in Texas, in my mind. Sometimes I feel I gotta leave this crazy world far behind. Let the Lone Star take us. We'll go riding high in Texas. We'll ride so high in Texas. We'll be riding high in Texas in my mind. Best friends on the run. We're gonna rewrite the Constitution. We're gonna legalize your revelation. Let the lawyers take the money, the bounty hunters, they take the prize. I wear the cloak of freedom. Fits in his size. Come on, let's go riding high in Texas, in my mind, in my mind. You know, sometimes I feel I gotta leave this crazy world far behind. They're all just trying to fake us. With his hat brim turned down, well, he stuck out his thumb, looking down on his luck. Just a dusty old drifter, so I slowed down my truck. I said, climb aboard, sir. I've traveled this highway from Texas to Maine, and this dusty old road ain't never the same. Don't she look pretty in the light of the dawn?
sparkling and glistening like a river of stone. We drove on through the night on this dusty old road. We saw the dawn's early light, me and that dusty cowboy. And he was looking at my road map like he was trying to find some vision of promise or some alley not blind. He kind of nudged me and said, "Boy, I've seen this country through good times and bad, like this road smooth and bumpy, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. Don't she look pretty in the light of the dawn, sparkling and glistening like a river of stone?" Well, we pulled in for coffee in an old South Texas town. It was only then I noticed he was holding that road map upside down. And he looked up at me, his eyes all shiny and kind. Just then I realized that the old man was blind. As he climbed down off my running board, he said, "Thanks for the ride on this dusty old road. I'll be seeing your partner sang that dusty old cowboy. God bless you, stranger. May he lighten your load. Long may you ramble on this river of stone." Thank you very much. So good to be back here and tell you what. I've been here all week doing the Bluegrass Academy. I want to invite everybody here to come join the Bluegrass Academy. Next year we'll be doing it again. I'd like to do a song that I recorded with my two brothers, Christopher and Lauren, out in the West Coast. We did an album called Sibling Rivalry. I wrote this song. It's going to feature my brother Lauren Rowan playing lead guitar and singing harmony. It's a story of the California bandito, Joaquin Murrieta.
Sonora, California, thy parents well-meaning and kind. of only 18, walking, sought his fortune in the gold mine. They called him a Chicano claim jumper, some gringos who live by their guns. They beat him and raped his Carmelita Rosita by the tree where her brother was hung. Marked by his hate for these murderers, an innocent youth turning back. Revenge for his murdered companions consumed him and ate up all the love that he had. Come here, my sweet Carmelita Rosita, by the light of a glowing fire. Lay in my arms and kiss me, my darling. I'm thankful for this one last moment with you, and I dance in the face of my death. Gracias por ese momento contigo, y bailo a la cara del golpe mortal. With his two faithful compadres, Valenzuela and Three Finger Jack, Joaquin and his band of outlaws so bold made all the California lawmen jump back. Revenge turned the heart of Joaquin, hatred robbed him of fear. He looted and he stole anything he wanted or he needed. His legend spread far and near. In the tender young heart, the Carmelita Rosita was the only refuge he knew. There it would lay like a baby and weep for the deeds hatred caused him to do. A horse thief, bandito, an outlaw, on the run at age 22, with his band outnumbered and scattered, Joaquin saw his days growing few. Come here, my sweet Carmelita Rosita, by the light of the glowing fire. I'm thankful for this one last moment with you. Salinas, a battle took place near the old trail to L.A. Joaquin and his band were wiped out to a man, a price so cruel to pay. El Capitan claimed he cut off the head of Joaquin and the hand of Three Finger Jack. The Rangers put him on show up in old Sacramento. Citizens guaranteed money back. But they say in the hills of Sonora, when the summer moon is full, a rider appears on the meadows of gold, calling out clear and full. I am Joaquin.
I wait all year long for this. Indeed, the Free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. This lovely lady singing with us tonight, her name is Jonelle Mosser.
Corazón, we're like a joker move.
shove away the darkness until dawn. These overflowing feelings deep inside you sing the promises I'll keep within my heart when you are gone.
Thank you, Jonell. We'd like to invite our dear friend, the man who is the most crucial of the crucial country and the Newgrass movement, the originator of the drive-in rhythm, rhythmic force from Kentucky, Sam Bush, if you'd come up and join us on this one. Jassem. There's another man from Kentucky I used to work for. His name is Bill Monroe in the Bluegrass Boys. When I was a bluegrass boy working for Bill Monroe, you had to wear a hat, you know. You had to tuck your pants in outside your boots, and you had to wear your hair real short. So I got me a hat, and I cut my hair, and I went to Nashville, and I joined up and went to work for Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. My first job was to drive this bus, this old 57 Flying Eagle we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. First night I drove that bus, we finished the Grand Ole Opry about 12:30 and headed up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. I pulled in there around sunrise, and as I pulled in, I looked up on top of the board, on top of the tobacco shed where we were going to play that day, and it said, yeah, said, "Welcome to Bean Blossom, home of Bill Mumbo and the Bluegrass Boys." I looked at that sign. I figured, one, I was hallucinating. Two, it was some kind of clever advertising. Three, somebody didn't know how to spell. And four, I was hallucinating. Well, I didn't think anything more about it, Sam, for that moment, until we had to follow the opening act. Man, the opening act was a brother act. One played the snare drum, the other played a musical saw. And that's a hard act to follow. Well, we went out on stage, and Bill, you know, he just cut right loose. He went, "Good morning, Captain. And then he sang, "Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue." And when he had torn the crowd all up and had him eating out of the palm of both hands, he kind of looked over at me and said, "Pete, what have you picked out for the folks today?" He said, "Folks, we got a new bluegrass boy here with us. He's a Yankee boy, but he can pick and sing. Make him welcome Pete Rones." I said, "Thank you, Bill. I've written a new song in honor of my first show here at Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. Go right ahead now, Pete." I said, "Bill, well, thank you for this opportunity, and here we go." Well, Bill Mumbo at the Bluegrass Festival, 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 Bill Mumbo at the Bluegrass Festival. And he kind of just looked over at me. And then he walked over and he whispered in my ear, he said, "Pete, what have you done now? Have you and the boys been up in the hayloft again?" He said, "Pete, that ain't no part of bluegrass music. That ain't no part of nothing." And that was my first Zen experience. No part of nothing. He said, "Pete, now you listen to this and don't you ever forget it." And he sang a melody in my ears, and I wrote some words to it. It's a song I'd like to do for you now called "The Walls of Time."
The wind is blowing across the mountain, and
Dedicate this one to these beautiful thunder spirits that have been coming over here and kind of cleansing us. Song from the album Walls of Time that Sam helped me record called Thirsty in the Rain.
Thirsty in the rain. Thirsty in the rain.
Here's a brand new song. The smell of spring on an April wind. I might have known it's you again, standing there looking like you've never been gone, thinking I should act like nothing's wrong. Hello, I'm home is all you say. You know I can't turn you away. I ain't asking where you've been, but what are you doing around here? South Texas, there's a bunch of outlaws known as the Free Mexican Air Force. First time we ever flew with the Free Mexican Air Force, we were camped out a little camp in the Cedar Breaks down in South Texas. Our camp was called Camp Howdy, because we were very friendly. Anybody who just happened to fall in, we just said, howdy. Hey, howdy! One day we were sitting there by the campfire in Camp Howdy trying to mend our brains, and in walks a hoodlum named Beauregard Hooligan. He came staggering in and he fell face down in the campfire. And we just said, howdy. He sucked up all the flames in that campfire and blew out a giant smoke ring, and his gold tooth shone. And he said, he said to us, what are you anyway, hippies? And I said, being the spokesman for the group,
We're vegetarians.
He blew out another smoke ring and shone his gold tooth in the moonlight and said, "You boys ought to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." And learn about the true spiritual sport. Well, hey, spiritual sport, I could relate to that, so we went back and got our cotton drawstring yoga trousers and our earth shoes on. We got a big sack of brown rice and crunchy granola bars, and we followed Beauregard Hooligan down across that bean field past a bus that said Bluegrass Breakdown on it to an old B-52 bomber sitting there with the wings sagging down upon the bean field pods in the moonlight. We climbed aboard the plane. Beauregard looked at us and just grinned. And a bunch of guys in sombreros and pajamas came out and pulled the blocks out from under the wheel, and we started rolling down the bean field. I said, "Beauregard Hooligan, sir." He said, "Call me Bo." "Oh, Bo, sir, does this fly?" He said, "Bah, watch." And I watched out the pilot's window on his side as we approached the cliff of a canyon wall. And we went over the cliff, and we were airborne. And just about that time, Beauregard Hooligan handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant cone. And on the end of the cone was a fuse. And the fuse was lit. And he blew on the fuse and stuck the cone in my mouth, blew on the fuse and flames shot out of my ears. I began to perceive an inkling of the spiritual sport that he had in mind. He then handed me a bottle of some yellowish, greenish liquid called mezcal. "Don't ever go near this. Don't ever go near it. In the bottle, you will find a green worm." And the worm... the worm looked at me, and the worm was smiling at me, and the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." And lo, I did kisseth the worm. And just about that time, Beauregard Hooligan looks back at me and starts nodding his head in a funny way and says, "You drive." And I got behind the wheel and pulled back on that thing. We went upside down just below the radar, just above the paraquat, over the border into beautiful Mexico. And that's when the words of this song came into my mind. Campesinos are planting their fields. Where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above, clear out of sight. We're the Free Mexican Air Force and we're flying tonight. In the city of Telluride, a cowgirl is cooling her heels. She's remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking light make the Free Mexican Air Force Mescalito riding his white horse. The Free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Flying so high. They'll jail you or kill you for making those rich fat cats squirm. They're the fools who make rules with no difference between wrong or right. Who make the Free Mexican Air Force fly home tonight.
in his misery put a nix on the fields of Guerrero. He said, shoot down all gringos and wetbacks who dare wear sombrero. The borders of evil will fall to the smugglers of light.
Well, the law wants it all, 'cause they think that the wild weed can free.